Hey there, Monica Metz here. I am so sorry to be a little bit late to our live session today. I was teaching a cooking class right before this, and so it ran a little bit late. So I apologize. I really like to be on time. But anyway, we are here. We are talking about how to make meatless meals more satisfying. I hear this a lot from people. So the inspiration behind today's class comes from, so if you have ever done one of my free challenges, like I did the pantry cooking challenge in the spring, I did the plant powered reboot. If you've done one of those challenges, or if you're on my email list, then you know that I love a good survey. So I always like to ask people, you know, what's standing in the way of you eating healthier meals? What's standing in the way of you eating more vegetables and plant-based foods? You know, just what is it? Because I really want to know how I can help people eat more vegetables and whole plant foods so that they can feel better and feel stronger in their bodies, feel more resilient, boost their health, have better digestion, you know, all those things. So I'm super passionate about helping people with that. And so I have to know, like, what are the challenges? What gets in the way? And so one of the common themes that I hear from people is that, you know that I need to eat more veggies. My doctor told me to eat more veggies or switch to a Mediterranean diet or, you know, whatever the doctor's saying. The person knows. They're like, I have to eat more healthy food. But, you know, when I've tried these vegetarian or plant-based meals, I'm hungry. Like, I'm just not satisfied. And so I hear different variations of that all the time. And so I wanted to address that in today's class to help you make those meatless meals more satisfying. Okay, so one thing I wanted to kind of point out before we get started is that if you do not have my How to Eat More Veggies starter kit, if you have not downloaded it, it's totally free. I highly recommend you go get it at monicametz.com/starter kit. Inside, you'll find, you can print it out, you can use the PDF version on your iPad, whatever you want to do. But I do have the 5 steps to becoming more plant powered, which is all about helping you eat more veggies, fruits, and other plant-based foods so you can feel better in your body. I have some nutrition tips about the nutrient-dense foods that you can be focusing on, some green light foods. I have a page on how to master the simple meal. Really, really important to me because, you know, I like to cook. I don't like to cook complicated things. Just, you know, you can call me lazy, but I don't have a whole lot of time. I have, you know, other things that I want to be doing. I love to cook, but I don't want it to be complicated. So that's why I have this little section in there for mastering the simple meal. So anyway, this PDF is a lot of fun. It's really helpful. There's a meal prep checklist in there if you want to dial up your weekend meal prep so that your weeknight meals don't take as long. Definitely check out the Eat More Veggies starter kit at monicametz.com/starter kit. Okay, so let's talk about how to make those meatless meals more satisfying. One is make sure the meal is high in fiber. So I talk about this all the time. Most Americans are worried about getting enough protein, when in reality, most of us are over consuming the protein and we don't need more protein. Most of us really need more fiber. Really 97% of Americans need more fiber. We're just not getting enough. So how can we do that? Well, you could take a fiber supplement. You know, that would be okay. It's actually a great idea regardless. But the best way to get some fiber into your diet would be to eat more fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans and legumes, some nuts and seeds, not a whole lot, especially if you're trying to lose weight or maintain a healthy weight. The nuts and seeds, you know, we can get a little out of control with the nuts and seeds, but they do have a little bit of fiber in them. But really, primarily, leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and kale and Brussels sprouts, other vegetables like bell peppers, some healthy carbs like sweet potatoes, squash, all of those foods are going to have some fiber. So the reason this is important is because fiber is what helps us feel full. So if you kind of picture, you know, from your old biology class, or, you know, I think of like grade school when we started to learn what the organs were. We did a little skit, I remember, where we had to act out like it was a play, I guess. And some of us were the stomach. And so we were all holding hands in this big circle and we, you know, acted out this digestion scene. But anyway, if you picture the stomach, we have density and stretch receptors in the stomach. However, You know, that's based on how full our stomach is. That's how we know we're full. That's how the stomach knows that we're full, because the stomach is filled up a little bit, it's stretching out. And so when those receptors notice that that is happening, they can communicate to the brain and say, hey, you know what? We are full. Like, we're stretched out. You don't need to eat anymore. You know, tell the person to stop eating. Like, that's what that communication pathway is all about. So it's not as good. Like, so let's say that you ate a stick of butter or a half stick of butter. Let's just say that you ate that and it was sitting there in your stomach. It's not going to take up very much room. Or if you did like a couple tablespoons of olive oil or something like that, really high in calories. However, your stomach's not going to feel full because it's not getting bigger. Like, it's not expanding. And so the body has a really hard time. It doesn't really know, it doesn't think about calories. Oh, is this high calorie? Is this low calorie? No, like, it is looking for, is the stomach full? And so that's why you would not feel full if you just ate a couple tablespoons of olive oil. Your stomach wouldn't be very full. You might feel gross, you might feel queasy if you ate a stick of butter, but you're not going to be full. So our meals, especially plant-based meals, have to be full of vegetables and fiber. So vegetables, whole grains, like brown rice or quinoa or something like that, beans and legumes. You know, that's where we really want to get our fiber from. So the first lesson is really just to understand that we really need to fill our stomach with something, and that needs to be fiber in order for us to feel satisfied. Okay, lesson number two is, does the meal have a lot of flavor? Sometimes when people start to eat more plant-based, they're thinking like, well, you know, somebody said it was good for me, and so I think I'm just gonna have some salads or, you know, whatever they're thinking, and then it's kind of bland or it's kind of boring. And so that is not going to be very satisfying on the plate. It's not going to be very satisfying in the body, but also emotionally and psychologically, which that is, you know, that holds a lot of power in our dietary decisions. If something was boring, you know, we're not going to be satisfied with that meal. We're not going to be motivated to eat it again. We're just going to think, oh my gosh, here we go. Plain oatmeal, plain baked potatoes, a big salad with a boring old dressing or a squeeze of lemon. You know, that's not going to be very satisfying at all. And so we need to figure out, okay, how do we take these plant-based meals and make them anything but bland or boring? You know, how do we add flavor? So let's talk about like adding deep flavor. Like, the way I do it and the way I teach my students in my membership program is to use a lot of spices. Onion, garlic. That cooking class that I just taught was all about how to make flavorful dairy-free sauces to spice up and add excitement to your dishes. And I like to say, like I always say, like a meal is not complete without a lovely sauce or a spicy sauce or an exciting sauce. It really does need that. Because if you think about it, if you did, let's say you're making dinner for your family or your household, the people you live with, and you just sat down a baked potato, just plain. Like, that's not gonna be exciting. Nobody's gonna be satisfied with that. However, if you put down that baked potato and now you have a condiment bar, which is one of my previous classes here on my Facebook page, if you have a condiment bar and all, you know, people's favorite toppings, and you've got some sliced scallions, you have some cashew cream, you have some hot sauce, you have some guacamole, you know, whatever your toppings that you like. Well, hey now, like, that's going to be way more satisfying and it's also going to be more filling. So we really need to make sure that our plant-based meals or our mostly plant-based meals or the meals that are half veggies or whatever, you know, whatever works for you, we need to make sure that those meals are satisfying from a fiber standpoint as well as a flavor standpoint. So adding fresh herbs such as chopped parsley, cilantro, scallions. You know, that's adding a little bit of extra fiber. It's definitely adding some antioxidants. Fresh herbs are a great source for that. And then you really just need to add flavor in general. My favorite way is through sauces or a salsa, like just a store-bought salsa. You just really need to make sure those meals are packed with flavor so that your emotional needs, your emotional triggers are satisfied with that meal. Because if it's boring, you're just going to be sad. And you're not going to be satisfied on any level. So, one was adding fiber, two was adding flavor. So, number three, the third step in today's class about making those meatless meals more satisfying is to add beans and legumes. So whether you're talking about black beans, chickpeas, lentils, any bean that you like, butter beans, those are really popular in my household. Any bean is going to have fiber, it's going to have some starch, it's going to have, you know, nutrients that are going to help you have a happier digestive system for one thing, but beans are also considered to be heart healthy because they can help the body get rid of that excess cholesterol in the bloodstream. So adding beans instantly makes a meatless meal more hearty, which is really, really important, especially if you're making meals for people in the household who, you know, aren't that into it, or they're a meat and potatoes person, or, you know, they're not really super excited about your interest in eating more plant-based foods. Adding some beans, like a bean chili. Nobody ever said like, oh, chili's light and refreshing. No, chili is a very hearty meal, and that is because of the beans that are in there. Sure, there's, you know, usually people make it with ground meat, but the beans is what's really giving that chili that heartiness, that substance. So adding beans instantly is going to dial up the satisfaction factor on your meal. It's going to help fill up that tummy. It's going to help those stretch receptors recognize that, yes, our stomach is getting full. Like, we're, you know, getting close to eating enough. Tell the brain to stop eating. Like, the beans are going to make that much more satisfying. So, and they're so good for you. They're filling, like I mentioned, they're high in fiber, so that, you know, that's going to help your body from the heart healthy standpoint. They're also high in protein. So if you're worried about, oh gosh, I don't know if I'm going to get enough protein in this plant-based meal, one, you don't have to worry about it, because most Americans, like 97% of Americans, are eating more protein than they need. So you don't need to worry about it. But number two, you can get plenty of plant-based protein through beans, especially lentils. Lentils are especially high in protein. Black beans, lentils, chickpeas, those are staples in our household. We use them almost every day, if not every day, twice a day. Usually I'm having a meal with beans twice a day. So we talked about how they're heart healthy because that soluble fiber can help reduce the absorption of cholesterol into your bloodstream. Also, one thing I didn't really talk about is that the kind of fiber that is in beans, it serves as a prebiotic, which is different than a probiotic, but that starch serves as, or that fiber serves as a prebiotic that feeds the beneficial bacteria in our digestive system. So I think people are more familiar with probiotic, which means you are actually taking a capsule that has bacteria in that capsule, you know, and whether it survives the digestive process and populates into your gut, that's another question. But so that's probiotic, when you're actually taking bacteria into your system. Prebiotic is how are you feeding the bacteria that is already there. And so that healthy, or that beneficial bacteria that helps our gut system be healthy, we want that bacteria to be fed well, we want them to be reproducing. That's when we need to bring in the fiber, especially from beans, because, and you know, other plant-based foods, fruits and vegetables, all that fiber is really going to keep those beneficial bacteria happy and fed and reproducing. So that's another reason why the beans are so great for us. Okay, so let's talk about, like, let's just bring this all together. Like, what might a satisfying plant-based meal look like? Well, one of my favorite meals, we have it a couple times a week, is a rice bowl. Now, if you're grain-free and you're like, I'm not eating grains, like, you could use cauliflower rice, or, you know, whatever you're using as your base. It could just be greens, actually, but you could just, a bowl is really such a versatile meal, and it's so easy to put together, and it's really, really satisfying because there are layers of flavor, layers of texture. People just find it really, really satisfying. Think about the popularity of Chipotle. Granted, you know, some people are eating burritos and not bowls, but it's the same kind of premise. You're assembling a bunch of different ingredients, you know, Chipotle burritos, a lot of that heartiness comes from the rice and the beans. Yeah, sure, people are adding an animal protein sometimes, but the real heartiness, the satisfying part of it, comes from the rice and the beans. Okay, so what might our bowl look like? So the base could be brown rice, it could be cauliflower rice, whatever you like, could be greens. And then what if we added in some roasted vegetables? And then what if we added in some fresh vegetables? Like I always think it's a nice to have that combination of roasted vegetables and then some fresh crunchy greens like some romaine or something like that. Now, I'll talk about the meal prep on this after I kind of get through our bowl, but let's say we had some roasted vegetables, maybe like some roasted sweet potatoes that you had left over in the refrigerator, and then you're throwing some crunchy greens on top of that. And then maybe you have some other chopped vegetables that you enjoy, like chopped red bell pepper or some grated carrot, or what else comes to mind? Chopped zucchini. I'm trying to think of seasonal things that are happening right now. All I can think of is summer vegetables right now, but you know what I'm talking about. Sweet potatoes, red bell peppers, maybe you had some roasted cauliflower, just whatever it is, you have a variety of vegetables in that bowl. It makes it interesting. It also provides a diversity of nutrients for you. What else might you have in there? Well, you'd have to add a sauce. Like I said, like I just feel like no meal is complete without a sauce. So maybe you have some store-bought salsa. Maybe you make a very simple cashew cream just by blending some cashews and water in a high-speed blender. Add some lemon juice to make it tart. So we've got like some plant-based cream. And then what else might you put in there? Hot sauce, chopped avocado, black olives. Maybe you sprinkle some toasted pumpkin seeds over the top. You can't call that bland, you can't call it boring, and I tell you what, if you are eating a bowl like that, you will be satisfied. You will be full. The challenge might be that you need to eat very slowly, as we should all the time, but eat slowly so that you recognize when you're getting full, because those bowls, it's easy to overdo it, you know? Like you, after a while, you're like, "Wow, that was felt like a Thanksgiving dinner." So, you do want to eat slowly so that it gives your body time to figure out that you're getting full. So again, the stomach can tell the brain, hey, we're full, stop eating. That's one of the re biggest reasons to eat slowly. So yeah, what does that sound like? A bowl. That's not boring. That's not like a plain old salad with a little bit of lemon juice. No, it is a hearty, satisfying bowl. Okay, so oh, I wanted to say just one mention, one thing about the meal prep part of things. So in the starter kit, How to Eat More Veggies starter kit, there is a meal prep checklist, which helps you dial up your weekend so that you can, so that when you come to make your weeknight meals, the vast majority of that stuff is already prepped and in the refrigerator so that you don't have to spend another 15 or 20 minutes chopping those vegetables or getting them ready for the meal you're going to make. So that's why this is really important, your meal prep checklist. This is the blueprint that I teach my students so that, you know, invest maybe an hour on Sunday, rinse your salad greens, rinse and chop your veggies. Maybe you make a salad dressing. Maybe you have time to make a batch of soup that you can use for a couple meals throughout the week. It's really important to use our weekend time efficiently so that those weeknight meals don't take very long. So something like a bowl, if you were kind of listening to this thinking, well, gosh, that's a lot of, you know, I gotta make the brown rice, I gotta roast vegetables, I gotta like do all this stuff. No, like the weekend is when we want to do that. The weekend is when we want to cook some brown rice in the background, you know? Like if you have an Instant Pot or a rice cooker, you can just set it and forget it. Maybe you're cooking some beans on the weekend, like I do, and that way I have tons of beans to use throughout the week. Maybe you're roasting some vegetables, maybe you're roasting some sweet potatoes. You can use those in your meals coming up throughout the week. Okay, that's how you make that bowl happen a lot faster on a weeknight. Okay, so just to recap, how do we make those meatless meals more satisfying? One, we add fiber. Two, we add flavor sauces. And then three, we add beans. Now, if you're new to beans, it might take your digestive system a little while to catch up. So I would not suggest eating a giant serving of beans if you're not even eating them currently. You're not necessarily going to have enough of that bacteria in your gut to break all that down, which could result, you know, a little gassiness and bloating. So what I recommend is to start slow. And so if you're not eating any beans at all right now, then just start out really small, like a couple tablespoons on top of a salad, or maybe a quarter of a cup, in some other preparation. Or, a bean soup would actually probably be pretty relatively easier to digest because maybe it's blended, it's kind of broken down for you already. But just know that, like, if the beans give you some initial discomfort, the longer you eat those beans or incorporate them into your diet more frequently, then your body will adjust and you'll be able to handle more and more beans over time. So take it from me. When I first started eating beans, I had some of that discomfort, and now I'm kind of like bulletproof on the beans. Like, half my diet is beans, and they really don't give me any trouble. But I would have not have tried to do that overnight, because your body's not ready for it. So start slow if you need to. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed today's class on how to make meatless meals more satisfying. I hope that you go over to my website and you download your How to Eat More Veggies Starter Kit. It's waiting for you over at monicametz.com/starter kit. It's totally free. You can print it out. You can just look at it on your tablet or your phone. And there are lots of recipes, or I should say links for recipes in the starter kit for things like my easy green smoothie, my smashed chickpea salad, speaking of beans. There's a coconut curried lentil soup in there that's really a crowd pleaser. People love that recipe. And there's some other fun ones in there too, like I think I have taco lettuce wraps in there and a couple other smoothies like my blueberry beet smoothie. So lots of stuff waiting for you over in that starter kit at monicametz.com/starter kit. So that is all I have today. I hope you enjoyed this class on how to make meatless meals more satisfying. And if you're watching the replay, just pop a question into the comments if you have any, and then I will see that and I can answer your question. Or if you're on my email list, just hit reply to one of those emails I send every week. When I have new recipes or new classes like this one, I send out an email to let people know. And then if you're on my email list, you can just always just hit reply and let me know if you have a question. Or if you're just like, gosh, I'm really struggling with X, I'm really struggling with my meal prep, or I'm really struggling with, I don't know, how do I get some people in my family to eat healthier? Let me know. Just hit reply and let me know, and we can check that out together. Okay. I hope you had fun. I hope you like this class. I hope it is helpful. And I look forward to seeing you next week here on my Facebook page for another talk on eating more veggies and whole plant-based foods so that we can feel better in our bodies. Okay. Take care.